Today's episode is brought to you by Canby Foursquare Church. Since 1978, a place to grow, connect, and serve. In-person services are back with some restrictions to help ensure everyone stays safe and healthy. For the latest, visit their website at canbyfoursquare.com.
Welcome to Now Hear This, Canby,
your source for news.
The threat of a possible teacher strike was avoided this week.
There's a new irresistibly cute creature winning over fans, and its name is Scootaloo.
Sports?
It's like Lucy in the football. You want to kick a field goal, but they take it away from you.
We had to learn how to win.
Goal can't be in the last second of the game!
And interesting conversations.
Because I'm one of the strongest girls ever, and I know that for a fact.
I just really enjoy writing gossip as if I was a bear.
With an old maid daughter that make the best moonshine in the coast.
If it would have hit me in the face, I think I would have died. I really do.
I guarantee you would have died, man. Are you kidding me?
Hey friends, and welcome to this episode of Now Hear This, Canby podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm James Walton, and this is what's happening this week in our community. The Community Food and Toy Drive by Canby Kiwanis is one of the things that makes Canby Canby, and it went off without a hitch this weekend at the Clackamas County Fairgrounds. The annual outreach is one of the Kiwanian's signature events, serving nearly 400 families and 1,000 local children with hand-picked toys and a holiday feast. It's a big day, the drive's longtime chair, Shannon Schneider, said with a grin at Horning Hall on Friday morning. The event has been modified and streamlined in some ways due to the ongoing pandemic. The food boxes that organizers handed out for decades have morphed into gift cards to reduce the workload on volunteers. Recipients are served from their cars, drive-through style, rather than coming in drive headquarters in person. But the most important things have not changed since Kiwanis launched the outreach 64 years ago, namely serving any family in the Canby School District in need during the holiday season. Kiwanians collected and handed out almost $33,000 in food cards for Cutsforth Market this year. The funds cannot be spent on tobacco or alcohol, as well as nearly $3,500 in $25 Fred Meyer gift cards for 16 to 18-year-olds, which, of course, is a notoriously difficult-to-shop-for demographic. Despite the streamlining, the drive remains a monumental effort, which involved collecting hundreds of donated toys in collection bins across the city and on collection days at the fairgrounds, then sorting and bagging them across several weeks at the 4-H building. Members of the Canby Rotary Club assisted their fellow civic organization this year, Schneider said. Then Canby Fire District personnel descend upon the fairgrounds to move the hundreds of bagged gifts to Horning Hall in preparation of going out the door to needy families. The drive got an additional boost this year from Canby High School students and staff, which donated dozens of wrapped gifts and more than $1,200 to the effort on Friday morning. Substitute teacher Deb Harmon said she could barely believe her eyes when she came into J.B. Bellum's leadership class for the pickup and saw two large tables piled high with the lovingly wrapped gifts. It was so moving. It was pretty hard for me to not just start crying, Harmon said. When I pulled up here at the fairgrounds, all the Kiwanians just lit up. There was so much joy, and it took 7 or 8 of us to unload all of that stuff. It was incredible. A strike by Fred Meyer grocery workers over alleged unfair labor practices was short-lived this week, coming to an end after less than a day when union leaders and store representatives reached a tentative settlement late Friday night. The strike was originally planned to run through Christmas Eve with the potential of seriously disrupting the busy holiday shopping season, which no doubt helped spur the speedy resolution. The agreement must be reviewed and ratified by union members to become official. Dates and times for ratification meetings are available on the union's website. Fred Meyer, which is owned by Kroger, the largest supermarket and second largest general retailer in the country, behind Walmart, confirmed the agreement this week, saying its stores are and will remain open, staffed, and stocked. We are so grateful to our Fred Meyer and QFC associates for everything they do for our customers and our community, Fred Meyer President Dennis Gibson said in the statement. That's why we've invested in their wages, healthcare, and retirement. As part of the agreement, Fred Meyer will invest an additional $36 million in pay increases, $30 million in annual contributions for healthcare benefits, and $5 million in pensions for the more than 5,000 workers covered by the new contract. The strike involved grocery workers at stores in Canby, Portland, Newburgh, and Klamath Falls. Around 20 workers demonstrated outside the Canby store Friday morning alongside Highway 99E and Sequoia Parkway, holding signs decrying allegedly unfair labor practices by Fred Meyer and QFC. The demonstrators were friendly, cheering when they received a supportive honk from passing motorists, but referred questions to union officials. In a statement at the start of the strike on Friday morning, UFCW555 leaders criticized Fred Meyer for ending its hazard pay increase, which the company dubbed the hero bonus, less than 2 months into the COVID-19 pandemic. In the time since, workers have continued to deal with the pandemic while the company has enjoyed record profits, the union statement read. The hazard never ended. Governor Kate Brown on Tuesday extended her COVID-19 emergency declaration in anticipation of a winter surge of new infections and hospitalizations fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant that she and public health officials said could be the worst yet. The state of emergency, which dates back to March 2020, was extended through June 30, 2022, unless it is rescinded or extended beforehand. Extending the state of emergency declaration maintains Oregon's ability to access federal relief funds, such as enhanced SNAP benefits, Brown's announcement said. As Oregon prepares for what could be our worst surge in hospitalizations during this pandemic, I know that this is not the beginning of a new year any of us had hoped for, Brown said. The governor said she has moved away from managing the COVID-19 pandemic mainly through executive orders towards more standard regulatory tools, such as existing state powers to implement masking and vaccination rules, deploying the Oregon National Guard to support hospital workers, and coordinating with the Oregon Health Authority to bring skilled healthcare workers to Oregon. Current statewide rules that remain in effect, including the indoor mask mandate and vaccine requirements for public school teachers and staff and healthcare workers, do not depend on the emergency declaration, but are instead covered by agency administrative rules issued under the existing state authority. The announcement came with a plea from the governor to Oregonians to do their part, including getting vaccinated for COVID-19 and getting their booster shots. Time and again over the last 2 years, Oregonians have proven that we will stand with each other in our most difficult times, Brown said. Your actions have saved lives, and it is because we have worked together to keep each other safe that Oregon still has some of the lowest infection and mortality rates in the nation. Please do your part again. Get vaccinated, get your booster shot, and wear a mask. The emergency declaration continues to provide flexibility and resources for the state's COVID-19 response and recovery efforts, including allowing for the use of volunteer medical providers in hospitals and providing flexibility around professional health licensing, Brown said. The Friends of the Canby Public Library recently announced that the Anderson family of Canby were the winners of the inaugural Canby Christmas Tour of Lights on December 17th. The event, which was organized in lieu of the local nonprofit's traditional Christmas tour of homes, let participants vote on their favorite non-professional light displays in Canby, with the first prize being a $250 gift certificate from Holiday Light Solution. Local magician and businessman Scott Anderson and his wife Stephanie are well known in Canby for their family's Halloween displays, but their Christmas lights are just as show-stopping. After finding out the results of Friday's vote, Anderson expressed gratitude for the community's support. We would like to thank the community for all the kind words and the notes on the door, Anderson said. We really go all out for both Christmas and Halloween because we love to see the joy it brings others. Another well-known Canby display, a tribute to late Canby resident Clay Phyllis that's set to music on the corner of Northeast 10th and Ivy, took second place in the voting, winning a $100 gift card from tour sponsor Puddin' River Chocolates. Scott and Teresa Sassy, who own Puddin' River, won third with their own fabulous residential display at 1140 South Ivy Street. The event also included several festive elements centered in and around Wake Park the night of the tour, including a concert by the Oregon Trail Pitch Pipers, a snow machine courtesy of Canby Rental and Equipment, and an appearance by Santa and Mrs. Claus. Donna Ellison of Ellison Team Homes and Vanessa Zimmerman of Academy Mortgage and their teams handed out hot cocoa and hosted more sounds of the seasons, thanks to the local Canby Carolers group. Hey, it's time for Cougar Country, hometown sports coverage, and it's brought to you by Reif and Hunsicker, PC. When you need an attorney, turn to the firm Canby has trusted for over 50 years. You can call them today at 503-266-3456. And for the latest sports news, follow us on Twitter at Cougar Country OR and Instagram at Cougar Country Pod. The Canby Cougars girls basketball team entered the Nike Interstate Shootout this weekend with only two games under their belt, which they split. Sitting at 1-1 with a victory over 5A North Salem, the young and relatively inexperienced squad still had a lot of questions left for first-year head coach Ingrid McCoy to answer. But what a difference a few days can make. By Tuesday, Canby had rattled off three straight wins, stifled opposing offenses, and downed one of the best teams in the state to capture the Interstate Shootout White Bracelet Championship crown with a thrilling buzzer beater. McCoy credits a strong defensive foundation as the key to the team's success. Oh, I've been impressed with the effort and energy that the girls bring on the defensive end of the floor, said McCoy, who is 4-0 in her first year as a head basketball coach after missing the season opener. Hard work and commitment to the game plan have proven to be the biggest factors for our success at this point. The Cougars began the tournament journey on Saturday with a 49-34 win over McDaniel, who's 1-4. The suffocating Cougar D, which has allowed opponents to score only over 40 points once so far this season, caused all sorts of problems for the Mountain Lions in the resounding win. Canby continued their stringent defense with a grueling 36-25 win over Newburgh, who's 4-4. Their second victory in 2 days was a setup, a date with the number 2 ranked team in 5A, the Rex Putnam Kingsmen, who were fresh off of a 47-14 beatdown of Sprague. Putnam, who is 5-2, entered the game averaging over 58 points per game and had outscored their other shootout opponents 99-53 over two contests. But three quarters into their tilt with the Cougs, the Kingsmen had barely managed half of that, 30 points. But Putnam was not about to make it easy for the Cougs. After leading 39-30 at the end of the third quarter, Canby gradually let Putnam back into the game. When the Kingsmen converted buckets with seconds remaining on the clock, they crawled their way back into an even contest with a score tied at 45. That would set up the thrilling finish that's sure to be the talk of the Canby sports fan for years to come. Following a Cougar timeout, senior guard Allie Mead deftly split a double team before finding center Rayanne Shedler open near the three-point line. Shedler looked up at the clock and saw only a second left. Shedler isn't known for her outside shooting, but her runner from just inside the arc was smooth as silk, sealing the Cougars' dramatic 47-45 victory as her teammates stormed the court. Oh, it felt completely unreal, Shedler said as she recounted the final seconds after the game. And to see my teammates and coaches come together after the close, hard-fought game was just incredible. The Cougs will be off for Christmas before returning back to action with another 3-day tournament. Canby will be participating in the Pacific Office Automation Holiday Classic at McDaniel High School from December 28th through the 30th. And that will do it for the news on this episode of Now Hear This Can Be. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm James Walton. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of this episode.
And now, a message from Donna Ellison of Ellison Team Homes.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to take this moment to invite you personally to come and hang out with us for our end of season client event. It's a thank you to all the wonderful people we've done business with, as well as a welcome to a lot of our community. I'm doing this in partnership with Vanessa Zimmerman, Zimmerman team at Academy Mortgage. It's just kind of our way of saying thank you. We've really enjoyed getting to know you, doing business with you, etc. We'll be outside. We're sensitive to the fact that we're in COVID, still dealing with that. So it will be spread out. People will have room to breathe and sit and walk and talk. Reckless Company, if you've never heard them before, they're awesome. They're going to be playing. We'll have TMK here. I can't wait to try the corn dog. I've been waiting like 2 years to try this corn dog. So it looks amazing, and I've heard it's amazing, and I think there's quite a following. Also, they'll have all kinds of other food. We'll have beer and cider. Everything's hosted, of course, as a thank you. Again, it's for our clients. It's for our community. We really, really want to come and celebrate. We'll have swag for you, all kinds of fun things for the kids. We hope to see you on 9/16 from 4 to 8 in the afternoon.
And welcome back to the ad sponsor section, where I get to talk to people about books, because I always drag Megan Waterman in here to be with me. Hi, Megan.
Hi. That's not a bad thing. Talking about books is always the best time.
I think you know of all people that I can talk about books endlessly.
I do.
Yeah. So, Megan, do you want to tell our listeners about what's going on down at the Book Nook?
At the Book Nook, we are getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
I know.
There's only one I care about. And by the time this ad comes out, it's basically over.
Are you talking about Halloween?
Yeah, I like spooky, scary stories.
I know you do. We've got a lot of great spooky, scary stories in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We do, but spooky, scary stories are also good for Christmas. Do you have a favorite author that writes spooky, scary stories that are appropriate for Christmas?
You go with your classic Charles Dickens, right?
Yep.
Some Christmas Carol stuff.
Absolutely, that's my favorite.
That's the best. There's M.R. James. I know about him. He did a whole series of short scary stories for
short
Christmas.
Short, scary stories? I don't know. Christmas in general is kind of scary. It depends on how many people you have to buy for.
How many people you have to cook dinner for?
Right.
Speaking of cooking dinner, Thanksgiving is coming up.
Thanksgiving is coming. We have got some beautiful cookbooks in recently, and some really cute kids' cookbooks just came in. If you want to start cooking with your grandkids, or starting to train up your little ones to cook Thanksgiving dinner, so you can just sit on the couch and watch football.
And right now is the time to go in, right?
Yes.
Because waiting till Christmas Eve for that one special book that someone wants isn't going to work.
It's not going to be there. This year, it's no secret, the last year and a half has been a little crazy for the whole world. And yeah, that is really going to affect Christmas this year. There are going to be serious stock issues this year. So get your Christmas shopping done early. We've been working really hard to get as much inventory on our shelves and in our overstock as possible, so that we have what you want at Christmas time. But if you know now a title that you want to buy for somebody for Christmas, get it now. I might not be able to get it later.
And what is all three of ours? Because we also have Amy in the studio with us. What's all three of ours? This season's book recommendation.
Okay.
Amy, what's your book recommendation for this season?
The Night Before Christmas.
All right. Yeah, that's classic. Megan?
And for me, my favorite Christmas read. Okay, my favorite book that's coming out it's no secret, I am an Outlander fan. I love Diana Gabaldon. There may be a cardboard cutout of Jamie Fraser in our bookstore. Book boyfriends are a thing.
Yeah.
And finally, book 9 is coming out towards the end of November. So you will not see me until I finish reading that.
And mine is the Dungeons & Dragons Feast of Legends, or whatever, the table. So make sure you guys come on down to Book Nook. Megan, where are you guys located?
We are on the corner of Grant and 2nd in downtown Canby.
All right.
Joining us now is Ray Keene, Executive Director of the Canby Center. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Merry Christmas.
I beat you to it.
I had to arm wrestle you for it just a little bit, but Merry Christmas.
I defer to the one who's actually wearing a Santa hat.
Yes.
I've got my Santa mask, but I'm not, I don't have the hat. So, why don't you tell us what's going on over here today?
Well, it's Christmas time, as you know.
Yes,
I've heard that. 2,000 years ago, baby Jesus was born in a manger, mm-hmm. and we are celebrating today by giving away gifts to children.
Yeah.
We have 358 kids registered to come through and pick up gifts, mm-hmm. and they're able to come through. They're visiting with Santa, getting a picture with Santa in front of the tree and picking up some wonderful hot chocolate, cookies, and candy canes galore, and lots of smiles. Mm.
Yeah. So they get to pick out their own.
They do. Yeah, that's kind of the way we've done it for a few years, so that in this season it's working really well, where they're age-specific, kind of grouped in categories, and they're able to go through and pick out what they would like. So each child gets to pick a present, and they can pick a stocking stuffer as well. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So you've done this for a few years.
We have. Last year was a bit modified because of the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
And this year, of course, we're indoors. People are coming through, but masked and all that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's been a great, great day.
Yeah.
Santa's doing an amazing job,
and
the elves are trying to keep up, and it's working really well. I do have to put a big shout out to the community to just say thank you for those who dropped off toys, for those who sent in a gift to help us purchase toys. We're really grateful for that.
Yeah.
We're also including some gift cards and gift certificates for Cutsforth's Market and other stores in the community. So it's just a kind of a great way for families to kind of get ahead of Christmas season coming up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I have to say, I was talking to Santa a little bit of a slower period, and he said that he was just blown away by the quality of the toys that were available. You amazed Santa, which is hard to do.
Well, I guess that's what's happening this year.
Yeah, but you said that's just down to the generosity of...
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know right now, but easily 100 different families have sent in something to really make this a special day for families and for children.
Yeah.
It's great to see the smiles. Yeah. It was great today to just see kids lining up, and as they get into the room and they see Santa off in the corner and asking them, are you going to pick out a present? Are you going to sit with Santa? And they just light up. They are like so excited.
Yeah.
So excited. It's really good.
Yeah. How do the folks register for this? Or I guess who is...
So we've had registrations up for about 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Anybody who wants to register for their children can do that. And so we had some folks come through today who registered for their family and then just picked out presents that they'll put under the tree that kids will unwrap later, and we had many, many others who brought their kids with them, and they selected their own present and sat with Santa and did photos. And so as they've registered online, that kind of gives them first access in, and then we have a wait list of others who are, just waiting to kind of have their opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. I wanted to ask you about, because obviously at the Canby Center, you do a lot with meeting folks' material needs.
Yeah.
Christmas, there's part of that as far as folks, might need food, might need, help with gifts and whatnot, and you're serving that. But I also wanted to ask you about kind of the deeper meaning and significance of doing something like this and doing outreaches and things like this around Christmas, bringing joy, the importance of that, especially at a year like we've had.
Yeah.
A couple of years, I should say.
It has been quite a season, and I think, just in the last 12 months, as we close out the year, we've seen over 900,000 pounds of food donated through the Canby Center out to families in need. Mm-hmm. And it's those kinds of services that we want to provide with a smile and a heart of joy and warmth to families who might be really struggling and facing challenges that are difficult to kind of comprehend.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of people today who were evicted just a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those kind of challenges just seem to pile up for folks.
Yeah.
And so challenging circumstances oftentimes drive us back to the most essential things in life.
Yeah.
And for me, one of those things is my faith. Faith in God, trusting that He notices those challenges, He notices the difficulties,
yeah.
He cares, and He wants to be bringing help in those times. And I feel like just because we're here, and just because we do care in part, you know, part of that is just an expression yeah. of God's love for people.
Yeah.
We see that in the birth of Christ at Christmas, and we are an expression of that at the Canby Center the other 364 days of the year as well.
Mm-hmm. We normally record in your office. I don't know whose office we're in now, but they are popular.
There's lots of things happening today. I think that call was for Santa. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he should get a cell phone.
Yes.
He's a busy guy. Do you feel like the impact of events and gestures like this are so much more significant and more meaningful when, you know, you're experiencing those challenges, or you're at the end of a challenging year like we've had?
I think it means more than we can imagine.
Yeah.
Oftentimes for people to have others really step forward and be generous and encourage them, bring a word of encouragement to them. When we do that in the lives of people, it usually, at least in my own life, I find that it means more than I recognize, you know,
yeah.
that it just really can really buoy and kind of raise our spirit and
yeah.
cause us to want to do good and bring life and joy to others.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's tremendous that we get to be a part of that.
Yeah.
It means that we get to kind of be right in this middle space of miracles that happen all the time.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we had 358 kids signed up to come and pick up presents. And so, you know, a month ago, we didn't have those toys.
Mm.
We didn't have 358 gifts to give.
Yeah.
But we do today.
Yeah.
And that's just one of those moments in time that I'll remember and really cherish.
Mm. That's amazing.
As Santa came in today, he pulled me aside with a tear in his eye and said, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
This is really special. And he was delighted to be here, to be really at the heart of it.
Yeah.
But in many, many ways, just bringing you know, smiles and joy into the lives of people.
Yeah. I'm remembering now, last year you and Santa went on the road with this.
We
that's,
did.
That's what you did. That was
we
cool.
did. That's yeah. right. Yeah. We took a big caravan with
yeah.
our van filled with toys and Santa and apartments. I think we stopped at four or five apartment complexes in
amazing.
The community. It was a great, great time.
Yeah.
And we were able to serve several hundred families, many, many children
yeah.
that way.
It was much easier to get photos in this format.
yes.
I have to say, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was incredible. How many last year, do you recall?
I don't remember the
yeah.
number. I'm sure I could find it, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, there are many, many needs out there. And I think not just that there are needs, but that there are people who... They're at a place where they welcome the relationship
yeah.
that we're offering. At the Canby Center, it's really more than just kind of the food or the services or the toys or those sort of things. It's greeting people with a smile. It's remembering their name.
Yeah.
What was your name again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Frankie.
Okay, Frankie. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remembering a name. Yeah. And
no, where you're going with that?
I don't know where I was going with that either. You'll cut that part out.
Okay.
No, it's remembering that, you know, that there are people in our lives like Frankie, the way that you're in my life,
mm.
and I'm grateful for that friendship. I'm grateful for the times when we pick up the phone and say, hey, or send a text and say, hey, there's something going on. Would you pray for me?
Yeah.
Would you help in this way?
Yeah.
When we do that for neighbors helping neighbors, there's real relationship and there's real things that change.
Yeah.
Our outlook changes and,
yeah.
you know, our courage is strengthened
yeah.
and oftentimes we can face the challenges
yeah.
With a lot more boldness.
Backing you up.
It's true. Yeah.
People in your corner.
Yep.
Do you feel like the needs are more this year even than last year?
Hmm. I don't know if I can say that. Yeah. They're definitely not less.
Yeah.
I see similar needs this year as we had last year.
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
I think there's a greater need for relationship this year than there was last year. Last year, we were all dealing with a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And we were dealing with, you know, as we are now, different perspectives on how to deal with this stuff.
Right.
But what I see at this time is that there are a lot of people who are pretty emotionally drained. They've been through the ringer for almost 2 years now.
Right.
And what I'm noticing is that a smile and a word of encouragement goes a long, long way right now.
Yeah.
For marriages, for children, the kids coming through and seeing Santa who's
yeah.
here today, you know, those kinds of things like that, that does things, you know, I can go for weeks on an encouraging word, you know.
Yeah.
And so I've heard some of those encouraging words in just the last couple of days, and I think, you know, what that does in my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when we bring those encouraging words to others, it does a lot for them too.
Yeah.
It's far more than just, you know, filling someone's belly or making sure that there's presents under the tree. But
yeah.
it's ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about helping people know that they're loved, that
yeah.
they're loved by our community, and that they're loved by God.
Yeah. And you guys do, to give you encouragement, you guys do such a good job of kind of that dual approach and dual mission of meeting folks' material needs, but also bringing that hope and
thank
that
you.
Relationship, as you've talked about as well, and you do see the impact of that. Anything else that you want to share? Are there ways that folks can engage with what you guys are doing and support it?
Just grateful for the ways that people have helped. Grateful
yeah.
to have so many folks who are participating in the Canby Center, whether it's, you know, people who are benefiting from the food who come and volunteer, all the way through to others who don't have those, you know, needs, but they're here to serve. And
yeah.
for those who give, we're grateful at this time of the year. That really helps as well. It's just tremendous to see people helping people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hey, Tyler, you're good at, like, counting and numbers and math and all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I always say, I'm 20% good-looking, 40% funny, and 60% great at math.
Wait, isn't that...
Why do you ask?
Oh, because I want to win the new Direct Link member appreciation contest, Barrel of Fun. If I guess the number of candies in the jar, I'll win a pair of Portland Trailblazers tickets.
Oh, Frankie, that's easy. All you have to do is watch the video and count up all the candies from top to bottom, then left to right, then you multiply by the integer, divide by x, and add up the square root of pi.
Oh, well, that does sound easy. Except there's like multiple different sizes of candy in the jar.
Okay, well then I'm out. So what other prizes are there?
Well, there's the Blazers tickets as the top prize, and then an Amazon Fire Stick, an Echo Dot, and a Game of Thrones themed cozy kit with a blanket, growler, and journal.
Wow, that is some pretty cool stuff. Just another way that DirectLink keeps its members in mind. I gotta watch that video so I can make my guess.
Yeah, any DirectLink member can visit www.directlink.coop/contest to watch the video, check out the rules, and make your guess. The winners will be selected after the game concludes on November 30th.
Maybe it's 40% good looking and 60% bad at math.
Are you a healthcare hero? Do you want to become one? Are you looking for a position where you are valued, your time is your own, and you have ample opportunity for growth? Marquee companies at Hope Village in Canby, Oregon offers all of that and more. They are currently hiring nurses, caregivers, CNAs, and enrolling students in their free CNA course. From competitive wages and up to $25,000 tuition reimbursement to flexible schedules and the opportunity to make a positive impact on someone's life, Marquee at Hope Village is the right place for you. Take your career to the next level and apply now to become a valued team member at Marquee at Hope Village in Canby. To learn more or apply today, text CURRENT, that's CURRENT, to 888-906-3432.
Jingle, 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 j On horse, open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon Miss Fanny's bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upside. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo,
to hear the
Come let It's time to hang the stockings by the chimney with care.
Did you know that the Australian lyrebird can mimic any sound that it hears, even chainsaws?
No, that's super interesting.
Did you know that a baby puffin is called a puffling?
Or
that baby sea otters can't swim, so their moms wrap them up in pieces of kelp until they learn how to paddle?
Wait, do you know any trivia that isn't like animal related?
Not really, but here's some stuff you may not know about the Wild Hare Saloon, where Camby goes to eat and have fun.
Okay.
The Wild Hare is one of Camby's longest running locally owned restaurants. Owners Joan and Darren Moden have been in business for 16 years.
That's cool.
Yeah, heck, you were just a baby back then. And they love to give back. They've been members of the Camby Chamber for that long, and they donate over $20,000 to local sports, FFA programs, and civic organizations each year.
Wow, I'm legitimately like caught off. That's cool.
Yeah. They also support more than 30 jobs in the community through their award-winning staff, some of them as young as 18. Hey, that's older than you are.
Dude, I'm 10 months younger than you.
With the days getting longer and the weather getting warmer, the Camby Wild Hare's expansive outdoor patio is the place to be. Furry friends, welcome.
Well, that sounds great. I'm going to go check them out just off of Highway 99E next to the Space Age in Camby at 1656 Beaver Creek Road in Oregon City or on their website at thewildhairsaloon.net. Now Hear This Camby is produced by me, Tyler Clausen. Our content director and star reporter is Tyler Frankie. And of course, our show is edited by Cameron Clausen. We also feature the vocal talents of Joy Struby and James Walden. So a round of applause to them. The song that you're hearing right now is Camby by singer-songwriter Olivia Harms, used with her permission. To find more work from her, you can visit her website olivia13.com.
Now Hear This Camby is dedicated to preserving independent local journalism and redefining local news with our fun, fresh, and energetic brand of storytelling. Our sincere thanks to our local sponsors who make this show possible. Please show your appreciation by supporting the small businesses who support us.
the production of Now Hear This Studios, Camby's locally owned full-service audio, video, and media production company. Our mission is to produce the best content in the universe, and we'd love to help you do it. Find us online at nhtstudios.com.
I will take a motion to adjourn.
I just moved it.
I didn't even ask for it, though.